After the third shock was over, and I felt no more for some time, I began to take courage, and yet I had not heart enough to go over my wall again for fear of being buried alive, but sat still upon the ground, greatly cast down and disconsolate, not knowing what to do. All this while I had not the least serious religious thought, nothing but the common, "Lord, have mercy upon me!" And when it was over, that went away too. While I sat thus, I found the air overcast and grow cloudy, as if it would rain. Soon after that the wind arose by little and little, so that in less than half an hour it blew a most dreadful hurricane. The sea was all on a sudden covered over with foam and froth. The shore was covered with the breach of the water. The trees were torn up by the roots, and a terrible storm it was. This held about 3 hours and then began to abate, and in 2 hours more it was quite calm and began to rain very hard. All this while I sat upon the ground very much terrified and dejected. When on a sudden it came into my thoughts that these winds and rain, being the consequences of the earthquake itself was spent and over, and I might venture into my cave again. With this thought my spirits began to revive, and the rain also helping to persuade me, I went in and sat down in my tent. But the rain was so violent that my tent was ready to be beaten down with it, and I was forced to go into my cave, though very much afraid and uneasy, for fear it should fall on my head. This violent rain forced me to a new work, viz., to cut a hole through my new fortification like a sink to let the water go out, which would else have flooded my cave. After I had been in my cave for some time and found still no more shocks of the earthquake follow, I began to be more composed. And now, to support my spirits, which indeed wanted it very much, I went to my little store and took a small sup of rum, which, however, I did then and always very sparingly, knowing I could have no more when that was gone. It continued raining all that night and great part of the next day, so that I could not stir abroad, but my mind being more composed, I began to think of what I had best do, concluding that if the island was subject to these earthquakes, there would be no living for me in a cave, but I must consider of building a little hut in an open place, which I might surround with a wall as I had done here, and so make myself secure from wild beasts or men. For I concluded if I stayed where I was, I should certainly one time or other be buried alive. With these thoughts I resolved to remove my tent from the place where it stood, which was just under the hanging precipice of the hill, and which, if it should be shaken again, would certainly fall upon my tent, and I spent the next 2 days, being the 19th and 20th of April, in contriving where and how to remove my habitation.